We are learning Masechet Chagigah Daf Vav Amar Beis, and we are beginning 7-8 lines from the bottom Amar Abaye. I just want to correct what I said before, that Atzeres has 10 oilos and 2 shlomim by Shavuos. It's 10 oilos and 2 shlomim. Therefore, Beis Shammai holds that oilos are more chashuv because there were 10 oilos and 2 shlomim. And by Nesiim, there was 204 shlomim and 36 oilos. So Beis Shammai holds that we bring a raya from Atzeres that oilo is more chashuv because there was 10 oilos and 2 shlomim. Masha Inkin by Nesiim, there was 204 shlomim and 36 oilos. Therefore, Basil holds that the shlomim was more chashuv. Now, we also have another machlekes over here in Parashas Mishpatim, where it says oilos, and it says over there, it says oilos, and it says there shlomim. And the machlekes was if that oilo was oilos riyah or oilos tamin. Agumar will discuss that. Different Tanayim will hold. Who will argue about this halacha of its oilas tamid or oilas riyah? Omar Abaye, Beis Shammai, v'Rav Elazar, v'Rav Yishmael, kula sviru lehu. They all hold oilas shekrivu Yisrael b'midbar oilas riyah avay. They all hold that oila that the Yisrael were makriv in the midbar. They all hold that was oilas riyah. Ubeis Hillel, v'Rav Akiva, Rav Yisrael Glili, kula sviru lehu oilas shekrivu Yisrael b'midbar oilas tamid avay. They all hold that this oila they've brought, Kaidim Hadiba, before Mount Torah, was the oila's Tamid. So you have Beis Shammai, Rav Elazar, Rav Shmuel hold it's oila Ria, and Beis Hillel, Rav Akiva, holds the oila's Tamid. Beis Shammai had Amaron. Beis Shammai is clear, he says that not only was Chagigah Fnei Hadiba, oila's Ria is Fnei Hadiba also. You see, according to Beis Shammai, oila in the parish of Ispatim is oila's, the oila in the parish of Ispatim is oila's Ria. Rabbi Shmuel, what's the right from Rabbi Shmuel? The Tanya Lutan Abraisa. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Klolis Nem Rabbi Sinai. By Matan Torah, when the Torah was given, the Psukim only said a Klolis Dika Halachis of Kabonis, but not the details. For example, Rashi says, Mizbech Adoma Tasali, Vizavach Lov Es El Esecha Ves Shlomecha. That's what it says in Parashas Yisroi. And it doesn't say exactly all the dinim of Matan Domim or taking apart the carbon. Upratois Namru brought this by Almaid, and when it came to Sefer Vayikra, then they told you all the details. According to Rav Shmuel, they didn't know any details b'shas Matan Torah. They only found out later on. Rabbi Kiva Amar Klolos of Pratos Namru B'Sinai. All the Pratos were said already B'Sinai. B'Nishdu by Almaid. It was said over by Almaid, which means in Vayikra, in Sefer Vayikra, where it comes from the Almaid, where the Dibur came from the Almaid. B'Nishdashu Barbas Mayiv, and in Devarim it was said a third time. So it comes out here, but Kiva, they knew all the details in Sinai, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, they did not. So v'isak adaitach, oila shekivu shal b'midbar oilas tamid havayi, if the oila in the midbar is oilas tamid, miyik and midi, the mekar lebay hefshev and atuach, osay bay hefshev and atuach, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there was no dinim of hefshev and atuach yet until it came later on, until Sefer Vayikra, which was a year later. So it's impossible to have an oilas tamid without hefshev and atuach. So it could not have been Eilas Tamid. It could have been Eilas Riyah. Tayy speaks out, why is Eilas Riyah better? Eilas Riyah also needs to have Shavu Tuach. He says, that's not Shver. Eilas Tamid, which it says it in the parasha of Eilas Tamid, have Shavu Tuach. Therefore, it's Pasha there. You can't do it without have Shavu Tuach. It's one and the same. Mashenki and Eilas Riyah, which it doesn't say Mephorish over there. Therefore, you could have Eilas Riyah even without have Shavu Tuach at that time. So Gemara is saying, Fear of Ishmael, since there was no detail said, the Shas Matan Torah must have been that the Eilas there was Eilas Riyah and not the Eilas Tamid. Rabbi Elazar. So that's where we have Rabbi Shammai and Rabbi Ishmael. Now, the Fear of Rabbi Kiva, he holds all the Pratim was said in Har Sinai, so it's very possible, Taka, the Eilas Tamid, they Taka did all the or the Hefshev and Atuach, because they already had the parasha already, B'Shas Matan Torah. Taisus Bavarin's Zilchari, this was before Matan Torah, was on the fifth day, and you have to say somehow they knew the halachas already then. Rabbi Elazar, what's the third sheet? Rabbi Elazar, the Talmud and Braisa, Oilas Tamid Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai. It says in the Pasuk, Oilas Tamid Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai Re'ach Yish Hashem. What does it mean Ha'asuya? So Rabbi Elazar teaches, it means, Elazar Oimer, Maiseh Ha'Namru B'Sinai, V'hi Atzmali Karva. It's Maisel was said with Sinai, the tzivui to do it, the commandment to do it, but there wasn't actually, you weren't actually makrivit b'Sinai. So this is a raya that Rav Elazar holds that was the oilas Ria and not the oilas Tamid. Rav Akiva, amen. Karva v'shevlei Pascha. It was born as the oilas Tamid at that time and didn't stop. Elamayim Mekayim, what's put on the pasuk that says in Amos Beloshim Bitmiya Hazvachim or Mincha Gashnu VeMidbar Abam Shana Beis Yisrael. It says there, did you bring Kabbanos all 40 years? And like Rashi explains, because they were in Cherim technically the whole 40 years because of the Chet HaEgel or the Chet HaMeraglim, and therefore they did not bring Kabbanos. So according to Rakiva, he says they brought it for Shuv LePascha. Didn't stop. What do you mean didn't stop? They didn't bring Kabbanos for the 40 years because of the they were in Cherim. Similar answers. Shiftoi Shalevi Shlei Avdu Avedizara Hine Kriva Yisai. It was the Shevet Levi who brought it from their own money. Rashi says because they didn't do the Egel and they were not in, and they were not in Cherim, and therefore they were not benidui. They could bring the Kabbanos. Al Kabbanim. We had here now the three shittas who hold that it's Oilas Re'ia. Beis Shammai, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar. Because they all hold it was not Oilas Tamid. Beis Hillel. Now the other three, what? We didn't say Rekiva yet. We didn't mention Rekiva as one of the people. Rekiva holds the opposite. Rekiva holds Oilas Tamid. So he's the other shita, which we wanted to speak at momentarily. I know he said the Rekiva, he's part of the price. He said it twice, Rabbi Kiva, actually. But Rabbi Kiva is not one of the people we're talking about. And now we're talking about, we just said who, everyone holds Eilus Ria. It's Beis Shammai, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar. Who holds Eilus Tamid? Who holds Eilus Tamid? Beis Hillel, Rabbi Kiva, and a third one. Beis Hillel, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yosef Lili. So now we say Beis Hillel, Ha'adamar. Beis Hillel is before, like we just said, that Beis Hillel says that only Chagigo is Yeshmanei Dibra, but not Eilus Riyah. That must have been Eilus Tamid. Rabbi Kiva Navi Damar, Rabbi Kiva also we said, that Shuv Lai Pascha, first Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the time of the Raisa, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Leimer, Sholosh Mitzvahs Estav Yishol Baleitzim Regal. There are three mitzvahs that the Klai Yisrael have to do in the Eil Regal. Re'iyah, V'chagiga, V'simcha. Yesh B'Re'iyah, so there's three mitzvahs. There's Re'iyah, which is bringing Eilus Riyah, and Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. Yesh b'riyah shem v'shteyim, v'yesh b'chagiga shem v'shteyim, yesh b'simcha shem v'shteyim. Each one has something that the other two don't have. And the Gemara explains, yesh b'riyah shem v'shteyim, sh'ariyah oyla kula gvaya. The difference between riyah and the other two is, the riyah is oyla, goes kula gvaya, everything goes to Hashem, the Baalim do not eat it. Mashenkein, shlomim v'chagiga, both shlomim, so they're both, the Baalim eat it. Mashenkein v'shteyim. Yes, b'chigiga ma'ashem v'shteim. Chigiga yashem v'adibur. Chigiga is before the dibur. Ma'ashem k'v'shteim. Chigiga is before the dibur. Like we said in the pasuk in Parashat Shpatim, that was Kaima and Tyra. That there you had chigiga. That was the shlamim. It says chigli b'amidbar. Ma'ashem k'v'shteim. Oilus re'ia and oilus re'ia and shlamisimcha were not before Matan Tyra. So here you see, Clark, he learns that it was oilus tam. And the third thing is yesh b'simcha v'ashem b'shteyem shasimcha neheges ba'anoshim v'noshim. Simcha is neheged by men and by ladies. Ma'ashem kem b'shteyem. The other two, a woman and a chayiv, ladies and a chayiv. Why? Because the mitzvah say shazman grama. Mitzvah zman grama. Therefore, the nachayiv only chayiv and simcha. So what do you see from Mishmol? That only chagig is yesh b'nei adibra, but not oyla. It's a rai he holds that was also oyla's talmud. So we got all three shittas. Now, Gemara has a question. Rabbi Shmuel, my time of Kamukas like Beis Shammai. Why was there Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Shammai that it was then Eilus Riyah, not Eilus Tamid? Why? Because Isaac Adaitach Eilus Shekri Beis Shammai Midva Eilus Tamid Avoi Meek and Meek. It has a possible to have something to be called by Hav Shetuach. Because we said Rabbi Shmuel holds that the protos, the details of the Kabbalas were only given in Sefer Vayikra after the Mishkan was built. The Ba'al Moed, that's what it was given. And so B'shas Ma'antar didn't know this. So it couldn't have been Talmud. That was the right. Break the Gemara, but I'll show you even first. There's a Rabbi Yosef who says that it's possible they brought a Talmud, even though there was no Hefshav and Tuach. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Eilus Shekiv Yishol B'Midbar, Eilus Talmud Abayi. We said that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that it's Eilus Talmud, because he says only Chagigo is Yashmanei Adibar, not Eilus Ria. So Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that the Eilus they brought then was Eilus Talmud. And Mikarloi B'Yav Shetuach, B'Say B'Yav Shetuach, and they're going to say also that we call it Rav Shetuach, the Tainut and Raisa, because we'll see, basically holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that there was no details given in the beginning. The time of Shmuel, basically, Eimer, Oilu Shekiv Yishol B'Midbar, Ein Etu Nehev Shavetuach, Lefish Ein Hev Shavetuach, El Ma'oil Ma'ed Ve'elech, only after El Ma'ed. So you see, there is a possibility to have an Oilu's Talmud without Hev Shavetuach. So just like we have in first Tana, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, who says there was no Hev Shavetuach on the early Talmud, so maybe Rabbi Shmuel also holds like that. No Rai anymore, Rabbi Shmuel holds that it was Eilas Riyah, maybe it was Eilas Talmud. And tomorrow, Mara says, then you're right. Sami Mikan, Rabbi Shmuel. Take out Rabbi Shmuel from here. Take out Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara right there. So we have everything very clear now. Now the Gemara declare about this pasuk that we just read in Mishpatim. It says like this: the pasuk says, "V'yishach es nari bnei Yisrael v'yalu oilos v'yizbuchu zvachim shlom l'Hashem parim." So it only gives you the name of the animal that you're bringing at the end. Parim. Is it going back on shlomim or is it going even more back on oilos? It says v'yalu oilos v'yizbuchu zvachim shlom l'Hashem parim. So how do you read this? Parah chista. Haikra hechiksev. Do you read it like this? You stop at the word oilos and you put in your own word kvasim. Maybe the word parim to go back on both. And it's not kvasim, it's parim. L'mayin afkamina. What's the difference? It's an old mice in the Torah. What's the difference? Nafkamina is where to put a smachta. Like we have a smachta there. They didn't know about this, but we have a smachta. It says in our pasuk. It says, "Vayishlach es narei bnei Yisrael v'yalu oilos v'yizbechu zvachim l'ashom l'ashem parim." That's what it says. So it says, "Vayalu oilos" is a snachta. So you have to how to read it, because if it's a snachta, it means oilos is separate. It doesn't attach to the end of the pasuk. Therefore, oilos means kvasim. That's one afkamina. V'achrei rov amanon afkamila. Oyma rei alai oila ka oila shkiv v'shav midbar. If someone says, "I want to bring oila like the oila they brought in the midbar," so what do you bring? My parim hava, kvasim hava, teiku. Taka, we don't know, we're not sure, teku, but we have the way we have the pasuk, it's asnachta. Taka means oilus has its own carbon and not parim. But the Gemara comes out, teku, we're not sure how to read this pasuk.